Hey, this is Colorworks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. With me this week is Matt LaFleur. This is part two of our extended interview. In it, we discuss his time at the Elizabeth Murray Artist Residency in Granville, New York, which is run by Colorworks. And we talk about a group show he's in at the Albany International Airport Gallery, Everyday Perfection. Listen up.
Hi, I'm Matt LaFleur, and I'm happy to be sitting here with Justin Baker.
Another show you're in right now that ends, when does that end? In September?
September 2nd, yeah.
That is what's the actual title of that show?
Everyday Perfection.
Right. And it's a show about work that's inspired by Shaker design.
Yeah, Shaker Textiles.
I saw that show and it was beautiful.
Mm.
And I was curious, one thing that like keeps coming back when I've looked at your work is the object of the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
which is always, I think, kind of drawn the same. Am I right?
Typically, yeah.
It's got a form to it that is similar.
Yes.
Right? We have a few minutes. If you don't mind, we can talk about that show a little bit.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I think it's really wonderful. I guess, what's going on there?
Yeah.
That's like the lamest thing. What's going on there? But could you talk about the fireplace?
Sure.
And your connection to Shaker.
Yeah.
Shakerism?
Would I be right if I said that? Yeah, Shakerism, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the fireplace and chimney sort of motif is, you know, from my being a chimney sweep for mm-hmm. 12 years. And, you know, you spend all your time, you know, in domestic spaces,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're in the house, you're in the attic, you're in the basement, you're on the roof.
Yeah.
So the chimney is kind of this thing that runs through the heart of the whole
mm-hmm.
space.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then there's also, you know, the hearth being like a place of gathering. So that's always been of interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the Shaker stoves in the show were sort of a concentration of all of that in a way, but also my meditation on them, given that it's a graphite drawing, and they were the surface and the value was built up very, very slowly over the course of many sittings.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted that devotion of time, and like patient effort to be evident, in the actual object, and the potential symbolism that has,
mm-hmm.
And sort of the supportive role that a stove would take in so many different actions, and textiles being one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. That's fascinating. You were saying before that drawing took, was it like 60 hours?
Yeah. Each one
hours?
Is like 60 or
each
70
one.
Hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
And I made them in January and the end and beginning February and March, right before the show.
Yeah.
And then the brick staircase between them was from the same time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that piece. I really like that piece.
Thanks.
Too. Now what, the brick is a reoccurring motif.
Yeah.
It seems recent to me, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It was something that I started drawing when I was at grad school at UAlbany.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of my work can be so environmental, and me trying to understand, you know, the space that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And it developed, I think, you know, from that building, you know, mm-hmm. from my space in that building. And I became interested in like the potential structures of that. So the brick pattern, is something that is like, it's still, I'm still working with it, you know. I've uh-huh. even thinking about thinking this morning was thinking about you know, different ways to kind of utilize that pattern.
Mm-hmm. Right. Huh. It's interesting. I mean, it's a fascinating bunch of, not a bunch, but like this conglomerate of things you put together.
Yeah.
That if someone were to I don't know, not necessarily describe it, I'd be like, oh, that sounds interesting. But it's an odd, like, stuff, things that like come together that feel so genuine and unique. And you present them with this vision and then like this power that's like really kind of enchanting.
Mm.
And like the log piece, I think that was at the airport too.
It's
like
called,
that's really
Let Us Labor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let Us Labor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that was, that's my old splitting round that I used to cut split firewood on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there was, I used it for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was left outside for that time. So it has this narrative of like a repetitive, laborious act, you know.
Right, yeah.
You know, and each time you hit it, it takes a little piece out of the mm-hmm. the stump. And I had always hung on to that because I was interested in that mm-hmm. narrative.
Yeah.
But I never really knew what I was going to do with it.
Right.
And I had made a cardboard model of that wheel painting that's on the floor in 2011. Mm-hmm. And I was never quite happy with it, with the shape, and then figured out that, you know, if it's not a circle, but it's a hexadecagon, it changes it in a way that makes it feel, I want it to feel unified, but each sort of wedge of that mm-hmm. kind of like carrying a different voice.
Yeah.
So, you know, that goes back to the like devotional labor that was built into so much of Shaker life, everyday life,
yeah.
and that devotional labor being in the interest of the rest of the group, you mm-hmm. know, that's what's kind of so beautiful about it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. God, that makes a lot. I want to go back and see it now. I'm like, I feel like I missed something, but you know, it's really fascinating to talk to you about these ideas, because they seem so coherent.
Mm.
It's funny, as I was saying coherent, I said it wrong. I'm doomed. But it's really, you know, you look at your work and it feels full of mystery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the other thing.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
you know, we were talking before about this idea of labor, how that pops up in your work.
Yeah.
And so you talk about that tree splitting.
Yeah.
What is it? Splitting stump.
Splitting stump. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It all comes kind of full circle.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
My
you
pleasure,
for
man.
Talking to me and taking part in the residency.
Yeah.
And I promise, I want to do that. I want to come up to your studio and we'll do
in
a few months, and we'll do a quick embedded.
Yeah.
In Matt's studio.
That would be fantastic.
I'm going to hide under the table. But, all right. Well, thank you for being here.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please check out Collarworks Gallery at 621 River Street in Troy, New York. Coming up is the Mad Collar Party and Birthday Bash. It's the Collarworks Anti-Gala celebrating 10 years of Collarworks. The event is Saturday, August 10th, 6 p.m. till whenever. If you haven't already, you can buy tickets on our website, collarworks.org, or through our Facebook.